먼저 나오게 받아는 것은 이제 범죄자 공부 도전하는 것과 인도법에서 범죄자 공부하는 것을 편의자 도가자 그런데 이제 담배자 생활념도 그만 건조자를 만들 꽃세번에 선발하시오
For the sake of all non-existent beings equaling the limits of space, one must attain by every means the state of full Buddhahood. If for this purpose one should not listen to the teachings on the graduated path enlightenment, so please adjust your motivation in such a way and listen in an appropriate manner. So in regard to the teachings that we're listening to, it is the Lambrum, the graduated path enlightenment, the teaching which contains the essential points of all the conqueror's teachings, scriptures. So within this teaching we've come to the point on the exhortation to take full advantage of a life of leisure opportunity. Within that, of the three, the identification of leisure opportunity, contemplating the great importance of leisure opportunity, and contemplating the difficulty of attaining leisure opportunity. So within these three, we've come to the third portion, contemplating the difficulty of attaining leisure and opportunity.
Yes.
So in the top of page 126, says here in Nagarjuna's friendly letter, when Namasongkhapa quotes for this Nagarjuna's writing, when it says, "It is even more difficult to obtain a human life from an animal life than for a sea turtle's head to enter the aperture of a yoke flowing upon a great ocean. O King, Lord of humankind, make this life fruitful by practicing this divine teaching." So here, in general, it is very difficult to obtain a physical basis like this human body that we have right now to practice the Dharma. And above that, it is even more rare to meet the holy Dharma. At this point of time, here, in order to illustrate that, an analogy or example is drawn from the very words of the Buddha himself, in which he describes the rarity of the the chances of attaining his opportunity, our opportune rebirth. So here you have a turtle that is submerged in the ocean and is wandering at the bottom of the seabed without any particular specific direction or location at any one point of time. And then this turtle, every 100 years, would rise to the surface of the water and stick its head out from the top of the surface of the ocean. Then on top of that, there is a yoke with an aperture in it that's floating upon a great ocean, again, without any specific direction or location at any one point of time. So for every 100 years, for this ocean, this turtle at the bottom of the ocean then to rise up and then put its head, out on the surface of the ocean, and for that to occur simultaneously with the yolk floating at that specific location, and for the head of the turtle to protrude through the aperture of the yolk, and that is extremely rare. One cannot say it's impossible. However, the chances of that happening are extremely slim and difficult to occur.
Yes.
Yes. So here, as mentioned, that the yolk floating on the surface of the ocean is an analogy or represents the Buddhist teachings, and the turtle. I forgot to mention the turtle is also blind. That turtle is an analogy of us, of us sentient beings, and being the turtle being spending at all times, most of the time in the seabed, that is a analogy of all sentient beings spending most of their time in the lower realms, and the turtle riding to the surface of the ocean every 100 years is an analogy of achieving a higher rebirth. However, of course, a higher rebirth does not occur at a definite time, every 100 years or whatever. However, at this point in time, it's taken to be an example of the rarity of such a rebirth. So therefore, for the teaching, for this yolk to be floating around at any indefinite location at any point of time shows the difficulty of meeting the Buddhist teaching. So therefore, the Buddhist teachings is also symbolism of the Buddhist teachings, never abiding in one place for long. It spreads from one place to the other. For example, during the Buddhist time, when the teacher, the founder Buddha, was alive in this world, was abiding in this world, then the teachings were spreading within the central region, the central land of India. And then following that, it spread to Tibet and Mongolia in accordance with the Buddha's prophecy. So this yoke, not being in one place, at one definite place at any one point of time, is like symbolic of the Buddha's teachings spreading from one place to the other. So like this, and also the yoke having only one aperture shows that there's only one entry to the Buddhist teachings.
Yes. 이 말에. 근데 단계는 루바긴고 아니야시 부분은 주관 내정 아니 매 간다 단주지 된선데 다 토가와 그래서 근데 뭐 본데 간다 다시 저번에 조선 모간 담체제비 단대 집안도 선 말이야 그래서 매일 루텐데 토가부터 토대요 토대인데 그때 도매 취소를 마다와 드웨어와 제거를 취제거를 담취제비에서 담비취제는 담비 때에서 못하거든 도매도 마다와 드웨어가 소재에서
So then, so therefore, for the head of the turtle to be put through the aperture of the yolk is extremely rare occasion. Therefore, to demonstrate that this perfect human rebirth is extremely difficult to obtain. Therefore, here in the verse it says, O King, Lord of humankind, make this life fruitful by practicing the sublime teaching. So exhorting is here Nagarjuna has had written this letter to his friend who is a king, exhorting him to practice his dharma, saying that this precious human rebirth is difficult to obtain, and therefore one should not waste it, but use it to practice a sublime teaching, to not render it meaningless, but to render it fruitful by accomplishing the holy dharma.
Yes.
So therefore, then the verse continues to say that one person who is born as a human and then becomes involved in wrongdoing is even more foolish than one who fills a golden vessel adorned with jewels with vomit. So here, having achieved this precious human rebirth, one should not engage in negative actions, in creation of negativities or wrongdoing. So the analogy given is a precious golden vessel adorned with various jewels. And if one were to fill such a precious vessel with vomit, then the vomit, you know, this precious, such a precious golden vessel would be wasted. So, however, for one to waste this precious human rebirth by engaging in wrongdoing and negative actions, has with that one incurs far more loss, or one is even more foolish than the person before that. The reason being that if one was to even want to fill up such a precious vessel with vomit, then it is wasted. You know, people would scorn you as being foolish. But in general, however, that loss is, or that foolishness is only related to this life alone, you know, to the happinesses of this life, and it's only a mere loss in that sense of the word, and nothing more than that. However, if one were to use this a precious human rebirth to engage in wrongdoing, you know, now that one has achieved this excellent physical basis for practicing the Dharma. And if we use it to cultivate the Buddha Dharma, one can achieve the full state of Buddhahood within one lifetime and within one body itself. However, if one were to use that to create wrongdoing and waste it, then, you know, one accumulates huge amounts of negative karma. So it's not only this precious human rebirth has been wasted, but also the negative karma that one creates then propels oneself to be born in the lower realms and in future lives. Then following that, Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from the master Chandra Gomin's writing a letter to his student. So here this text is a document of instructions that the master Chandra Gomin wrote to his student. Within it says, after you have attained a human life so difficult to obtain, resolutely achieve just that which you seek. So here in general, it is difficult to achieve a human rebirth, and above that, to achieve a perfect human rebirth with the 8 leisures and 10 opportunities, that one should that is even more difficult to achieve. And now having achieved that, one should resolutely achieve that just that which you seek. So this refers to that, in Tibetan it refers to that which your mind is constantly seeking, and one resolutely refers to having great applying great effort, joyous effort to achieving that.
Yes.
So here, it says, Lama Tsongkhapa said, quotes a conversation between the great yogi and Jenganwa. So Jenganwa himself was a great practitioner of the Bodhicitta and was constantly practicing without respite, you know, day and night. So hence, practicing unceasingly, you know, applying great effort in this practice. So the great yogi then said to Jenganwa, saying that, you know, you should take some time off and then go take a break and sort of like to refresh yourself. Then, however, Jenganwa then replied saying that, you know, I understand the need for that. However, this rebirth or this leisure and opportunity are difficult to obtain. So Jenganwa meditated only in Bodhicitta, always. So at all times he was engaged in the meditation of Bodhicitta. So then, his reply to the great yogi was saying that he understood his point about taking a break. However, this leisure opportunity is so difficult to obtain. So every single moment, you know, he was determined, resolute to not make it, let it go wasted or rendered meaningless. So therefore, we have achieved such a similar form of rebirth as well as such opportunity. Therefore, we should not render it meaningless, not even a single every single instant or moment of this rebirth, one should not render it meaningless, but use it to achieve the to cultivate the sublime Dharma. Yes.
그게 따지 몸부터 소고 아닌데 나도 단조 토반데 감멜람이나 롱 삼았다 대답을 가 가지고 그래서 이제 뭐 안에 보어 템보노나 마이 창설세 가지고 하는 거 또 마이 창설세 하되 톱 침보 유진 된다지 와지 된 삼질 안에 드라이 포지 또 동데 강인보 다 신보를 지자 네, 제에서는, 이 말에, 카드, 이건 좀 토빈들, 개고신 카드 동요바나, 뭔가, 개고지, 딱 카드에게 원해, 누가 친구님 온대요, 아직. 딱 대, 제에서는, 많이 참가도 토비, 딱 토벌에 생일도, 그거 가차, 양원은 좋고, 매너요, 노지라고 봐서 생긴데, 대, 주, 이만 참가토반데 맨날 있는 것에 갖고 가서 친구 제발이지. 된 어제 나서요. 딱 단지 토반데 맨날 있는 것 아무다 가봤고 오늘 대답을 너 니네가 받을 공부하래요.
So then Namasongkhapa quotes from Geshe Potho was saying to illustrate that this human rebirth of leisure opportunity, having achieved it, then one should this is achieved through accumulating the various different causes, karmic causes to achieve this result. So therefore, it is extremely rare, and having achieved this, one should generate great joy towards it as if it were virtually impossible, as if it were like a dream. You know, one should generate joy because it's almost like a dream come true, or a very rare occasion. It's almost unreal, like a dream. Rare, like a dream. So therefore, here in Geshe Potho is saying, then describes as this place in Tibet, a place called, there was a great fortress called Mahichakara. So this Mahichakara was a powerful fortress at one point of time. It was overtaken by its enemies and could not be retrieved for a long time. So that moment, then there was an old person who was involved in this affair and spent a long time grieving over the loss of Mahichakara fortress. So then suddenly one day he heard the news that this fortress was being retrieved. Then in great joy, you know, he stood up. So even though he was crippled at a point of time, unable to walk, he grabbed his spear and dragging himself along with the help of the spear was exclaiming to himself, you know, could this possibly be a dream, you know, that Mahichakara fortress has been retrieved. So it was extreme great joy that he almost couldn't believe it. So at this point in time one should reflect in such a manner that one must find delight, entertainment of this leisure opportunity, and exhort oneself to cultivate the teachings. Yes.
Like this example, that you also have received this time, the leisure opportunity, like. So you are feeling so joyful, so happy, mind feeling so happy until you reach the into your mind, feel like that, so joyful, so happy. So one should continue the meditation on the difficult point of the perfect rebirth and into your mind in that joyful happy state.
그런 게 재단을 이렇게 놓으면 또 근데 삼노동도 간비제고 간비제도 삼평이도 다 된된 이행 거기요 마도 아니 영어마지기 주님이 가면은 많이 참가하셔야 돼 배모 흔들어서 생성 흔들어서 해야죠 그래 대로 쓰기요 但没这人去年干着，啊，他这人能也去学我去考证，考了考证，现在买参加赛的很多种类下子，那这年都蛮这个是，现在，他们有老军人哦，干这用那三年都也能年都蛮些的。
So in general, here, also there's another point that you mentioned the Lamrim teachings that one should know the right way, to listen to the teachings. So when one is listening teachings, one should also simultaneously reflect upon one's actions and conduct. You know, if there is the right conduct and the right actions, right thoughts, you know, and then reflection with reference to the Dharma, you know, to see what needs to be changed in one's mind, what needs to be cultivated, what needs to abandon, and so forth. But that's the right way to listen to Dharma. Otherwise, there used to be one person who went to listen to a Lamrim teaching and spent the whole day sitting there listening, and when he came back, so what I was saying here is that this place called, the fortress called Maichakar, that's an old name for this place in Tibet, and nowadays it's called Hunruzong. You know, so this person spent a whole day listening to the teachings, and when he came back home, people asked him, what did you hear at the teachings? He said, oh, I had a great discovery, and found out that Maichakar fortress is nowadays called Hunruzong. So that was all that he heard in the teachings. So this was a sign that, you know, not knowing the appropriate manner of listening to the teachings.
대다 나 단조 동치라는 얘기가 왔었네. 근데 님보낸도 제거와. 아 대다 다베드는 님보낸도 천지 동안 시에보다 취지 삼고서 대라 로그반에 선제단지 대화도보다 동화민도가 코난이나 대화도보다 동화성과 담비추 코난을 알려배체로 좀 늘반에 최진 신예도 농립진 단조동 냄비체로 대요 천대 조구반에 내가 말했나? 제화동은 단조 신대니까 배체로 다단이 있는 조구반에 남재단 예반에 배체로 이 말이다 단조는 인문에도 천재동화 제반에 뒤에 주의지에 싸운 거지 다 주의 조구하래 그룹이 좀 생각을 했나? 생제서도 선인하여, 동화민도 봐, 대완도 봐, 덤비제인도, 다 대화, 그룹이야, 동화세약을 탈 때, 덤비추 코난을 안 입은 인사, 덤비추 그룹을 하래.
So here, having then contemplated in such a way, then in order one should strive to, sorry, having contemplated on the precious human rebirth presenting great meaning, great potential, and then difficulty of attaining it, then one should exhort oneself to practice the Dharma, and exhorting oneself to take full advantage of this life of leisure opportunity. One should reflect on this four elements related to this life, human life. So the four elements of that, the first exhorts oneself of the need, you know, reminds oneself of the need to practice the holy Dharma. The reason being that oneself and all sentient beings basically want happiness and do not want suffering. And the way to accomplish the causes for happiness, to actualize happiness, and the way to remove suffering is through the practice of the holy Dharma. So therefore, one should cultivate, or should practice the teachings. Yes.
Yes.
So then, following the contemplation of the first element, one understands that the necessity to cultivate the sublime teachings of the Buddha Dharma. But however, one may doubt as to one's ability to cultivate the Buddha Dharma, because that brings us to the second element about the ability to practice. So here one understands that one has already achieved the external condition of meeting the qualified spiritual master, and also one has achieved the inner condition of achieving this precious human rebirth, this excellent basis for Dharma practice with the 8 leisures and 10 opportunities. So there's no better physical basis for practicing the Dharma than this current rebirth, as compared to what, for example, the Bodhisattvas in the Pure Land of Sukhavati. Even there, you know, they do not have this physical basis as excellent as one that we have. So therefore, do not doubt that we do not have the ability to practice Dharma. We definitely have to possess the ability right now. Yes.
So then
this moves us to the next point, where it exhorts us to practice the Buddha Dharma in this very lifetime, you know, within this body, within this very lifetime. If one does not cultivate on the basis of this, that if one were to procrastinate and to leave Dharma practice for a future life, then this is equivalent, you know, that's a wrong form of understanding, because we have already achieved this precious human rebirth, which in the scriptures compares it to be far more superior than hundreds and thousands of wish fulfilling jewels. So if one does not practice this lifetime, if one does not practice the Buddha Dharma in this lifetime, but hopes for a opportunity in a future life, then it is like having 100,000 jewels, wish fulfilling jewels, in one's hand and then not using it, saying that more jewels will come in the future. Therefore, you know, ignoring what you have already, so therefore not putting it to immediate use, but wishing for the future. So therefore, one should practice the Buddha. One should not have such an attitude, or rather, one should practice the Buddha Dharma right away. So, this in this lifetime, to achieve this body, like the one we have in this lifetime, is difficult to achieve. Therefore, one needs to cultivate Buddha Dharma on the basis of this. So from these various points, one understands the necessity of practicing the teachings and the ability to practice. Also understanding the need to practice within this very lifetime, all these are definite. And then beyond that, it also talks about impermanence, about the lack of certainty regarding the time of our death. So therefore, one should practice the Dharma, practice the teachings right away. Yes.
You got the wish and jewels, and you throw away in the future by the jewel, wish and jewel are gifted. So wasting this first human birth, this time, so that can touch them only in the future. So like that.
So then, understanding this precious human rebirth possessing great meaning, then we understand the need to practice the teaching, and then understanding that this physical basis, understanding this physical basis is difficult to obtain, then exhorting us to understand that we have the ability to practice and the need to practice in this very lifetime. Then also to contemplate impermanence for the need to practice right away.
Okay.
Yeah. Secondly, it is personal, but it's highly meaningful by applying that, and one must make determination to only to practice only Dharma. Then by reflecting that will be that is difficult part again, then one must make determination to practice right in this life, on this body. And then by reflecting that the impermanence that then must practice right away.
다 대단 선배님 제밖에 만나서 취사원님 노르베 내가 뭐가 예비는 텐데 로그죠 너는 너와도 장가만 남는 마루죠 세마지만 노르베 좋아하냐면 문제베 내가 뭐게 대니 노르베 그거 되네 썸도 제조 초고 이만다 어쨌든 내가 로그를 당연히 할까 말이야 세야다 아 이제 나서 나서 로그를 좋아하는 이 바이오 말이야 세야 대니 나 지주지 내가 뭐고요 아직 제와치만은 제일 좋은 연비를 봐서 아니 너지만 나와지만은 제일 좋은 연비를 봐서 보고 왔는데 되니 주님도 보고 봐 되네 나 주시 당이 싫어야 돼 주도 보고 봐 좀들 봐 녀도 보고 봐 선지 성명은 되나요 좋으래
So here Lama Tsongkhapa further says that through understanding these points, then one understands because this precious human rebirth is this pleasure opportunity is difficult to achieve. Therefore, one should cultivate the Buddha Dharma on this basis. And on top of that, not only that, but one should practice the Buddha Dharma right away because death is not certain. The time of death is not certain. So this understanding then causes us to stop the laziness of giving up Dharma practice, thinking that one can practice in a future life, or one can practice, you know, in the next year, month, or days, you know, putting it off. So this sort of laziness can be put off. So also understanding that these above 4 points can be subsumed to 3 points. The first, talking about the need for practice of Dharma. Secondly, about the ability to practice the Dharma. And the third point, talking about the need to practice in this lifetime and to practice, begin practicing right away.
That anna chiva dhamma na dayam dhamma onjo siso chiva odi chiva chiva teta go na sonne samna loyin kor chiva ngar chiva da samna teta ma nina tanju yung o chita wa yinma ne gom hodo go na tong chiva yudan ryu go na nye gato de dhuy de chita wa tamma re ngar chiva na nong na go mo yinma re ta go on lo yinni で、どうだ、天気がどうだ。あの、なんか目すんるだ。だ、で、じゃあ、しもごめんそうま。で、天で、もんぶごのさんもいいな。あ、で、ロイ、ジョアプチェギです。ロイコチェギです。え、で、天です。え、さんごで、かせ、で、ロイ、ニバチョンで、で、さんまとけいな。あ、で、単純にもわかんでてるんだ。あ、で、ね、え、猫もどるや。たと、にりとやの統治と。
So here in the above teachings, Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned that he has drawn from extensively from the various scriptural quotations. Scriptures of the Buddha, as well as from the various teachings of the Lamas, the oral instructions, the lineage gurus. And then here, through this, one should think by contemplating these teachings extensively in such a way, then one is able to bring an effective change in one's mind. So therefore, one should cultivate it like this. However, if one's mental ability or capacity is not that great, you know, then one can condense all this material into three topics. firstly about thinking about this nature of this human body of leisure opportunity, thinking how it is possessing great meaning and difficult to obtain, how it possesses great meaning in terms of the how it is important in terms of achieving the temporal and final goals, and how it is difficult to obtain in terms of its causes and effects, then are using the above explanations in accordance with one's mind and meditating upon them. So then when one is contemplating this precious human rebirth in terms of the difficulty of achieving it, then one can contemplate through the various means, such as the nature of these precious human rebirths, the conditions gathering together is a very rare, the rarity of that, and then also in terms of its the difficulty of accomplishing its causes, and also the difficulty of finding the analogies for this human rebirth. So firstly, regarding to the condition, so the nature of the result of this human rebirth gathering together as being very rare opportunity. For example, we have achieved this precious human rebirth with its 8 leisures and 10 opportunities, and adding all these together, there are 18 qualities pertaining to this kind of rebirth. So it's very difficult to achieve this, and for all of these conditions to gather, come together perfectly, is again a very rare and difficult opportunity. For each and every of these 18 conditions, one needs to collect the different causes to achieve such each quality of this or condition of this perfect rebirth. Therefore, it is rarity. Consider rarity of that.
No.
Thank you.
if you remember,
because of Kesa.
It's in different language. It's very difficult to get the benefit
of
some of these persons.
So the analogy is that, for example, you engage in worldly trade or business, then if you have like 18 different aspects of the business, it is difficult to reap profit or gain from each and every one of those avenues for profit.
It in different articles, which sounds to sound. Some even have profit, some don't have profit.
So the 18 different articles, if there are 18 different articles for trading or selling, then it is difficult to make profit out of each and every one of them. So this, for all these 18 conditions together simultaneously upon this human rebirth is even more difficult than that, because all the causes for each and every of these 18 conditions has to come from many past lives of cultivating the Buddha Dharma. Cultivating the various causes and conditions to achieve that.
Ta jyo droga ni ka wa sin na. Pe na jyo go ni ka ni che den lo ni thog na chu tim na so ge wa nam na na ji che go. Che ba da jyo so ta ba da chu tim nam ba da che so jin ma na so go jo. Mo na ta ma me sam ji go so ge da mo mo ji go na jyo te ta go go che ni wa na de la pa ne. Ne bi de mi tin che da che ba ni ka wa sin ma ho wa. Ni ma ta jyo droga wa. Che ren de den ju ten je. Ina rojo rojo ni kombi bolam bo sheya da tende mongbo ji yingyo ro den no je ne rong ge dokje da do hon da tende ge che de er da me ja ya ba se ya tende mongbo ji yingyo ro tende je de ne ka go she go cha de yo re da den no je ne ma je ma ne ba da tende je ne mge ju bo re er na sam no do me ye na ane 考古起来了 근데 인도 주전 넘버 다봤어 이제 성 써야 되는 考古지 대가 나는 짐발라 속에 도어체에서 인도는 짐발라 속에 있었던 인도 바지 쪽에 도어체 바지 맨나 아니 바지 주저도 전선들도 봄 구매 말이 인도 다 짐발사야 그러다 짐발라 속에 도어도 주전 뒤시지 짐발라 속에 바지 나도 도어체 이제 근데 계자 몸보지 도고리 대도바신도 아다 소소 냠나 바 대바이나 공시오 차리오 근데 이제 요 도가에 니가 와서
So then Amasongkhapa says to consider this difficulty of attaining a human rebirth of leisure opportunity in terms of these causes and difficulty accomplishing the causes for these so general to achieve a rebirth in the higher realm, a favorable rebirth in the higher realm, one needs to create the causes of morality and one needs to keep all of the vows or ethics that are required to achieve such a rebirth. If even a minor portion or even if a single portion of that ethical training is not observed, then one would not be able to achieve a rebirth in the higher realms.
No.
Najisun.
Najisun.
Yes.
Any of.
Najisun na tolu re.
Yes. Ani mo. Ni to wa sa. Yes. Taije jo shi san ko wa de.
Yes.
Ani tsuru. Tsuru tsuru shi tsuru tamu so mo. Iro tsuru sha tan so.
Yes.
Shi.
Yes. Yes. So if we I'm sorry, so in order to achieve rebirth in the higher realms, when even if one keeps one portion of morality, one would be able to develop ethics, one would be able to achieve
the happy transformer being, but you need to keep at least one. You need to keep one morality pure, then you can achieve that. But to achieve perfect human good, you need to keep purely the all that obtained from the tenant virtue action. So you need to keep pure all the tenant virtue action for the person obtained from all the tenant virtue action.
So to abstain from all of the ten non-virtuous actions, when, in general, when one does not check carefully, one may think that one is a good Dharma practitioner and one keeps morality to a certain extent. But when one checks closely, one finds that, you know, for example, with regards to the vow of taking life, you know, then in general, we may avoid taking the larger, larger life forms. However, we do end up killing other animals, the smaller animals, for example, when we walk, and so forth. And then, also for the sake of food, you know, then we light fires, and then you know, I kill other small life forms as well. So with regard to that, we find that. Pesticides.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so using pesticides for vegetables and so forth. So in this process, the animals are being killed, and then in this way, we understand that, you know, then this vow practice of ethics, you know, then it's not completely pure in that sense of the word. And then we can contemplate also in terms of the ethic of restraint from stealing and so on and so forth. Then we find that the vows that we keep are not completely pure. So we do not keep them completely purely. So therefore, one understands that this, to be able to achieve such a rebirth, human rebirth, one needs to abstain from the ten non-virtuous actions purely, to keep the ethics purely. So therefore, it's a very rare opportunity to achieve a rebirth, you know, like this right now. So understanding from that point of view, then so this, because the ethical, using the practice of ethics, pure ethics, as the foundation for achieving this human rebirth. And above that, to use other aspects of the six perfections, such as generosity and so forth, to assist us to achieve this precious human rebirth. So using other aspects of these, cultivating other six aspects of the six perfections, just generosity and so forth, and then following that also to make stainless prayers, prayers that are not stained by the concerns of this life. So in general, when we make prayers, we always pray for long life, you know, to be free of sickness and so forth. So these prayers become then sullied by the concerns of this life. And however, one needs to make stainless prayers. To stainless aspirational prayers with making a connection with your next lifetime, you know, in order to achieve this precious human rebirth. So therefore, one should understand this rarity of achieving this human rebirth. Yes. Understanding that this the causes for this human rebirth is difficult to accomplish.
Yes. And the better game, simple tata jong shong se yang ngod. Yimbare. Ne, shalan jambo chibi ngon la, trima pa gong tobe yin na. Ta chi chen na trima rin se yi ki, sekar shun nong dende de sima rin. Ma to, mong cha de ma sa rin. Ten no yin ne, kap chi yal long ni, ti te la, yunga pa wako shio yin na. Ta yunga chi de me de, ta misi se ma shi shi ta, tende sumba rin. Hindu ta, tende gen de pe si ka wari. Pe si ka wari hindu, ti cha ne jo, ta tanju nye ka wasa wari.
And also the other aspect of human rebirth is rarity in rarity in terms of possible examples to describe this precious human rebirth. As mentioned before about the turtle, the blind turtle in the bottom of the ocean rising to the surface and putting his head through this yoke, golden yoke. And this is a possible, there's a possibility, it's not entirely impossible, however it's virtually impossible. The circumstances, you know, the chances of that, those circumstances occurring, you know, is extremely rare. And the other analogy is like throwing grains, throwing peas against the wall, and then for the peas to stick upon the wall is very rare. And so on some occasion, it might be impaled or nailed into the wall or stick onto the wall. Due to that, but however, that is again extremely rare occasion. And the other analogy is like a upright pin with, or a needle, you know, with its sharp end pointing upwards, and then throwing white mustard seeds upon it. And then for a single mustard to be impaled upon the tip of that needle is again a very low. I'm sorry, not peas, but beans. So throwing beans against the wall and for the beans to stick against the wall. So then the other analogy is an upright needle and then throwing white mustard seeds upon the tip of the needle and for it to land, to be impaled upon the needle. Again, that is a not entirely impossible thing, but then virtually impossible because the rarity of that, you know, the chances of that occurring are very slim. Therefore, due to the rarity or the difficulty of obtaining a possible example for this precious human rebirth, you know, is again through that to contemplate rarity of this rebirth.
Chair,
So there, then Lama Tsongkhapa further says to contemplate the rarity of such a precious human rebirth by virtue of the results, the result of this human law. Mm-hmm. due to the lesser number of such reapers, through that to contemplate the variety of such reapers. So in general, there are more, when comparing the beings of the higher realms, or the happier migrations, and the miserable migrations, the lower realms, then we find that there are more beings within the lower realms, or the miserable migrations. So at that point of time, the reason being that most sentient beings spend their time engaging in negative actions, and therefore most sentient beings are being born within the lower realms. So in general, there are more beings in the lower realms than in the higher realms. And within the lower realms, in the realms of suffering, then the most number of sentient beings are within the hell realms. So when one engages in actions of the 10 non-virtuous actions, such as the 10 non-virtues, then those with the strongest negative karma get reborn in the hell realms. Those of the middling ones get reborn in the hungry ghost realms. And those that have the least get reborn in the animal realms. So since a lot of sentient beings, engage in very strongly in negative actions, very strong negative actions, not 10 non-virtuous actions, they engage in that very strongly, so forcefully. So most sentient beings are born in the hell realms, and those are the middling and the hungry ghost realms, and the smallest in the animal realms. So therefore, comparing with the negative migrations, the suffering migratory beings, those beings of the higher realms, or the bliss, happy migratory beings, most those beings in the higher realms are lesser in number. So in general, it is difficult. There are different types of beings in the higher realms. You know, those that believe in the Buddha Dharma, those who believe in the Dharma, and those who have religious faith, and those who do not, you know. And within that, then it is even rarer for someone to have faith towards the Buddha Dharma and to practice that. Therefore, through this, to understand how this precious human rebirth is difficult to obtain. So Geshe Dowa here in Lama Tsongkhapa mentions that Geshe Dowa had greatly valued this teaching on this precious human rebirth.
Could Ming Tang Tang Wei Bei? Ming Tang Tsongba Wei? Geshe Dowa.
And so in general, when one meditates on the difficulty of achieving this precious human rebirth, then following with this practice, then the practice of other teachings will be followed when one focuses on this meditation, reflecting on the difficulty of obtaining leisure and opportunity. So in general, if one meditates, so by meditating, well, other teachings, the practice of the other teachings such as impermanence, death of impermanence, renunciation, bodhicitta, and so forth would occur or follow naturally after this applying effort, right effort in this field. So if one meditates well on this topic of precious human rebirth, then it stops the laziness for not practicing the Dharma, and one would have the opportunity or the time to accomplish the Buddha Dharma. So all the other aspects of the Buddha Dharma, such as renunciation and so forth, will naturally follow if one cultivates this teaching well. So one needs to, so since this is so, one needs to strive in the practice of contemplating on this precious human rebirth, possessing great meaning and its rarity of achieving it.
Yes. 단조 공내 님보 내도 제인도 다 님바 님보 저다 램비 초나니 남제 남자는 이바제 봐도 될라 님보는 정우서 동보는이 지교섬제 남도 송로 단지 누리 초도 지교섬 공내를 맞이는 줄이 좀 센데 마오 그러다 님보 내서 앞에 님보 간도 내려서 했나 아니 안에 남제 남자는 이바제 남재인 로동도 시어지나다 인본인 주시기로 근데 남재인 로동 강조를 쓰나 지부섬지권에 그다 지부섬지권에 렌지 치고 근데 다 지부섬지권에 트리인들 근데 손재제 송력 조지 근데 탐지 지부섬지 남재를 믿는 들이요 근데 이제다 대권에 치고 하래서 어느 지부섬지권에 그래서 세트미 원두 공부나 그래다 이번 주에 놓쳐봤나 천지대 질라 원두 원원을 놓고 대인도 집이 중요하다 동물이 남 원을 놓고 대인도 집이 숨이거나 마지막 트리고 해서
So then, therefore, then having contemplated this precious human rebirth being through contemplating this precious human rebirth with its leisure and opportunity, then generating the desire to reap the full advantage or to derive essence of this precious human rebirth. So here it has two parts, how to develop certain knowledge of a general presentation of the path, and the actual way to take full advantage of the life of leisure and opportunity. So within this, then to extract the essence of this human rebirth, to derive full advantage from it, one needs to know the general presentation of the path, how one travels along the path in general. So one needs to know that, and then having known such the path, one will be able to practice it. So here it refers to the path of the three capable beings, the three capable persons of practicing the path. So here, within this, such a presentation of the three capable beings, all of the Buddha's teachings, extensive teachings, are all embodied within this structure of presentation. So therefore, this path is chosen. So, so in general, attaining the Buddha's, the state of Buddhahood, the main cause for that is bodhicitta mind. So however, if one asks if it is okay to teach the bodhicitta mind right from the outset, this is not, then the answer is no, because one, prior to that, one needs the necessary preparatory practices. You know, one does not go right into the bodhicitta teachings right from the outset immediately, because prior to that, one needs to contemplate on the suffering of oneself and others being caught up in cyclic existence, and for that, one needs to contemplate the general sufferings of samsara and cyclic existence and generate renunciation towards that, and that pertains to the training of the middling table being, and for that to happen, also one needs to have a mind that is aspiring to. One needs to have as a basis, you know, a mind that is aspiring to the happiness of future lives, and a mind that has renounced, you know, given up the attachment to appearances of this life. So for that to occur, then you need to cultivate the being of the lower table being, the stages of training of the lower table being. So therefore, the teachings are presented in this way, you know, in a graduated fashion. Yes.
맞다. 지금 선제 남들 성로 단지 노용이 와래서요. 대형 어머니 선제 통과 터지고 소통을 통하면서 선제보다는 선제 훈련도 준비. 지금 선제 남들 선제도 하나를 제거하고 대단한 루저 선제도 이제 내가 공헌도 다 좀 일이 있어. 내가 용어도 있다면서 당신이. 지우중무에서 충격 성공을 죽거든. 늘때 지우중 체감 때문에 전대는 체제 문제, 전체민 소리 예, 벗음 소바 방도 있는 대의 주는 주관한 주비체를 남론의 공지 담당관은 고개도 왔다는 론이 돈이 집에서 담당 시선 미세로 말. 다 그래서 손재에 대한 동보 통제도요. 선제 담지도 선제 공부 보고 잡아서 통제 같이. 바드까지 보면서 초 사람들 가면요. 선제에 돈 손재 터비 제대로 좀 좀 좁아 나비요. 고원에 좁아 나가지. 다 손재 받대요. 다 선제 돈도 선제 좁아 납제는 손재 받을 정말. 근데 다 손재는 제약에 가르쳤나? 다 단대계는 동보 토지만 해서 손대, 까지 종료과, 소목을 받을 초사, 감내 종한테, 생지의 동제약이 제대로 이 말이야. 다 생지의 동제약에는 아니 단대계는, 생지의 동, 몸토도 밀리세. 여러분다, 내가 몸도 공부하는 거야, 제다. 다도 밀리 타보다 탐진지 말하는 거야. 다 생지의 동, 되는, 대니에서 만들 바지 있는 거지. 이제 다, 모두 공모, 트마, 당연히 성을 동하면 요, 모두 삼위 공모나, 모야게 최대, 주 가르쳐 온 바지 있나요? 대체, 주 중어도 동원 주고, 등등 용기가 해서.
So, So therefore, in this, when the Buddha generates, in the beginning, when the Buddha works for the sentient, when the Buddha works for the sake of sentient beings, at the beginning of his spiritual career, the Buddha generates the mind aspiring to the mind of Bodhicitta. And when the Buddha generates a motivation to begin the path, then the motivation is to work for the welfare of sentient beings. And one, for that purpose, when the Buddha aspires to a state of full Buddhahood, and in between that, the Buddha, when the Buddha is engaging in the actual cultivation of the path, then the Buddha does so again for the sake of sentient beings. Therefore, one aspires to attain Buddhahood, therefore training in the Bodhisattva's, engaging in the Bodhisattva's training, and then at the end, at the final end, that the Buddha, having generated the mind of bodhicitta, engaged in the trainings, then attains the state of full Buddhahood. So in this process, you know, what do the Buddha's activities encompass? So the process of achieving Buddhahood, you know, through the entire process takes three countless great eons. So in this entire process, from the beginning to the end, you know, everything was done for the sake of sentient beings. Therefore, the Buddha's main activity, enlightened activities of the Buddha, is for the sake of sentient beings. So, the way the Buddha accomplishes the sake of the benefit of sentient beings, or welfare of sentient beings, is to accomplish their temporal or the higher rebirth and the certain goodness, or what they call the definite goodness for sentient beings. The higher rebirth refers to rebirth in the higher realms. And the definite or certain goodness refers to the goal of liberation from cycling existence and enlightenment. So therefore, the Buddha has taught the various teachings pertaining to that, the way of achieving the higher rebirth, as well as the ways of achieving liberation from samsara, and so the various levels of teachings pertaining to that.
你们到，也参加去了。那，参加去参加的，你们学嘛是啥？那，这些我们都，我们都来，学的，从小的学过去了。那，我们都来学，学过去了。那，so then，so the
Buddha's way of achieving certain beings' welfare is by teaching, teachings that will accomplish. It will help certain beings achieve higher rebirth, as well as the certain goodness, a definite goodness of liberation and omniscient Buddhahood. So, regarding to the teachings that that pertain to ultimate goodness, so not certain goodness, the ultimate goodness, and it pertains to the teachings that help sentient beings to achieve the higher rebirth, then those the teachings that teach that are classified under the category of the trainings of the lower scope being. So the Nama Tsongkhapa further goes to say that within the accomplishing welfare by establishing sentient beings within the state of ultimate goodness, as such are divided into two, those of pertaining to liberation, state of liberation for cycle existence, and state of omniscience for Buddhahood. So those pertaining to achieving liberation from samsara, those teachings that are given solely for the purpose of achieving such a state, you know, then these are the teachings of the hearers and the solitary realizers. So in these teachings, then the practitioner strives to abandon the obscurations of the afflictive emotions, obscurations of the afflictive emotions, and hence achieve liberation through that, thereby accomplishing one's own self-purpose. So all the teachings that pertain to that, you know, the point to is achieving such a state of liberation solely for one's own self-purpose, then those teachings are then classified under the category of the middling capable, the middling being, middling capacity. So therefore here Nama Tsongkhapa says to those teachings that point to achieving the omniscient state of full Buddhahood, these are divided, these involve both the vehicles of the Paramita Yana, the perfection vehicle, and the Mantra Yana, the mantra vehicle. So all these teachings are then classified under the category of the a superior capable being. And hence, from this point of view, then these three categories of capable beings, you know, within those this presentation, then all none of the Buddhist teachings are left out, and that all the teachings of the Buddha are contained within this presentation. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Lambron is a model. 인도도
And these sections mentioned that, in general, all the presentation of the three types of capable being, this was presented in Lama Tisha's writing called The Land of the Path. Now, this is such presentation that combines all the Buddhist teachings into this structure. So, similar to that, then in this text here, we can see that the levels of yogic deeds, which is the writing of Arya Sangha. Again, it has a similar kind of, it mentions the definitions of the beings of the various capabilities. And here it talks about the least, the medium, and the superior. So it talks about the definitions of the beings pertaining to these levels. And also in similar agreements can be found in the writings of Vasubandhu, Abhidharma Kosha's other commentary, which it talks about again the definitions of the three types of beings, three types of persons.
And that, Jiva Chomana tend to fall in the Timon Holden, the Nino Mojan, then the Nimbate, then you want to Tamano the Shubas on Mars, Rita, Jiva Tamatella, Timberta, the tend to fall in the tend to do it on the dot, and they drop the head, they know.
So then, the bottom of the top, page 132, then Lama Tsongkhapa says that there are the beings of the least, the beings of the smallest capacity. Then within that, there are two types, those who intend on this life and those who intend on future lifetimes. So the beings of this category are then considered of the least or the most inferior of those various spiritual capacities. So within that, then if one says then there are these two types of beings, those that intend on this life and those intend on future lives, those who intend on this life, these are not the actual teachings of the beings of the lower capacity, and that the beings of the true beings of the or practitioners of this lowest capacity are those beings who strive to achieve the happiness of future lives, and they engage in the practice of Buddha Dharma for their purpose. So that here Lama Tsongkhapa says he's referring to this category.
Imarita, Jiva Sumje, Lamjin, Nanda Manjari, Tata Sumje Sommevachi, Sumje Sommevachi, Jiva Tendin Chu Sumje Chukwamana, Nduvi Jindzendas, Tanda Sommevachi. Ta, Jiva Sumje Lamjin Gona Rimajin Chibi Jindzendas, Tembala, Ni,
So then, therefore, this part has talked about how the presentation of the path in terms of the three capable beings embodies all of the Buddha's teachings within it. Then the next stage, it talks about why students are led in stages using the trainings of the three types of persons. And this is divided in two parts. The purpose of leading students, that means that the path of the three types of persons, and why one guides students through such stages. So in general, one is listening to Lam Rim teachings. The purpose is to engage in meditation. And when one does meditation, then at that point of time, when one cultivates the trainings of being of the inferior, the lower capable being and the middling capable being, these two are cultivated in the light of seeing them as branches of the practice of the superior capable being. So in order to support that, then Lama Dzongkhapa quotes from the master Ashva Ghosh's writings and his cultivation for the conventional spirit enlightenment. Here it says, being harmless, truthful, and chaste, not stealing and giving away all your possessions. These are deeds that give rise to happy rebirths. So this is talking about abandoning, keeping the four root vows, abandoning the four negative actions. Firstly, being harmless refers to abandoning the taking of life. Being truthful refers to abandoning the negative karma of lying. Not stealing refers to abandoning negative karma of stealing. And chaste refers to abandoning the negative karma of sexual misconduct. Then it says you're giving away all the possessions. So it refers to the actual performance of generosity or meditating on the mind that is willing to perform generosity. Then on this purpose, then this one is able to achieve the result of a happy rebirth. So therefore it teaches these are the trainings pertaining to the being of the lower capable scope. So then the next line it says, the next verse says, once you have seen the suffering of sacred existence, you cultivate a true path and abandon it, and eliminate the two misdeeds. These are the deeds that give rise to peace. So heaven. Having contemplated about the suffering of sacred existence, and then seeing the sufferings of sacred existence, one generates sorrow or a disenchantment towards it, and then with that, then one is inspired to cultivate a true path, the true path amongst the Four Noble Truths, to abandon the sacred existence. Then you eliminate the two misdeeds. Here refers to the natural misdeeds as well as the misdeed of transgressing the boundaries. So here these are the deeds that give rise to peace. Here refers did a piece of liberation in which all of the afflictive emotions have been pacified. So it says here, a person of great capacity should practice all of these. These are the branches of the path of the supreme determination to be free. So therefore, the being of the Mahayana training should practice these two lower and middling scopes as well, by seeing them as branches for of this Mahayana practice. Yes.
주거동반 예도변 로는 인지 추주중 단계조반 다예반 인중조교 조반이 이 말이다 주거동반 예도변 로는 인지 추주중 승리한데 그러다 집이 전보되라 그러다 동보동반 예도네 이제 뒤 제인지에는 정주시스템 주전 통영의 제일 용역을 용 단다 정주의 생활하고 근데 뒤에서 전국이 좁아 방송을 겹쳤는데 돈이 이런 말이에요 돈이 뒤에서 돈이 이제 연결이 이제 다 원본 넘버들이 동보 동반이 또 뒤에서 이제 제야 이제 다는데 원호의 원도 제네 주거 동반이 또 비 로는 이제 주진 중 쏘는 말이에요 이제 다 뒤에는 심지어 고원 고약이 짜라드 가르렌도 고비동은 몸은 영어 고약이 짜라드 가르렌도 세인데 이제 당신 말을 배입니다. 이제는 다 대례는 담에도비 실험 제 이 말이다. 심지 이제는 심지 이제 돈이 많다 근데 근데 이제 돈이 많다고 온게 고원 제안하는 대기월 고비동은 영어 고약이 고원제는 근데 돈이 마도비 생제 대나 돈이 또비 남는 그거는 손재 공부도가 제게 있는 사람들 생제 생제이와 근데 제주 주고 돈만 예도비 로는 인지 주는 경우 나 텐데에는 돈이 도비 싫어파 인지 제 이제 생제 생제는 다시 야마로 할 거는 탐나기도 좁아 바로 좀 더 드는 것보다 소가대 인종 초기 当民众确认这些公墓，再组织一套人，就把人心送进去了。
So here, then, the text further goes to say that the knowledge that all phenomena are emptinesses creates a stream of compassion for all beings. So here, when one is, So there are two ways. So therefore, when one is practicing the path, engaging in the training of the greater or superior capable being, then here, firstly, there one way of doing that is firstly to having realized emptiness, then generating bodhicitta by seeing this suffering of sentient beings, or the other way is by firstly generating a bodhicitta. Meditating on bodhicitta, training bodhicitta, and then following that, when one engages in the trainings of the six perfections, then during the portion of superior insight, a special insight, then one meditates upon emptiness. So there are these two ways of approach of the Mahayana path. So the first way, whereby the being meditates on emptiness and then comes to a compassion, generates compassion for sentient beings, this is these are the bodhisattvas of the higher or sharper faculties in which they observe that also the causes, the reason why sentient beings are cycling within cycle existence and the reason why sentient beings have to undergo the myriad types of suffering, and the reason for that is because of ignorance, the ignorant mind that grasps upon these inherently existent self. So therefore, the antidote to that is the wisdom realizing selflessness or emptiness of the self. And but precisely due to the reason that sentient beings do not realize emptiness, therefore they are circling in cyclical existence and undergoing the various sufferings. So therefore, the bodhisattva then generates great compassion for these beings and generates the thought of bodhicitta. Then the when one is training in this bodhicitta and emptiness together, it says here, limitless deeds of skill and means are the activity of the supreme determination to be free. So what this text is saying here is that when the bodhisattva cultivates emptiness non-dually with compassion in the sense of method and wisdom combined in a non-dual way, thereby engaging in cultivation of the six perfections and the four ways of gathering disciples, then but on the basis of that, these are the trainings to achieve the supreme determination. And here, supreme determination refers to this omniscient state of Buddhahood. So here, when one is meditating, so for instance, there are beings who meditate solely on the path of the lowest capable being, whereby the mind that aspires to higher rebirth or the happiness of future lives, then they engage in positive actions, accomplishing virtuous deeds. Then this is a considered practice of a the soul of a being who is solely seeking the path of a solely seeking the happiness of future lives is a being of the lowest capable being, a mere lower capable being. And then there's also the path of the mere middling capable being, whereby these practitioners do not aspire to the omniscient state of Buddhahood, but strive to achieve one's own mere liberation from speculative existence. So therefore, this is the mere training of the training in the mere middling scope. However, when one is being so, when we ask the question, when you practice along mirim, are we being led into the mere trainings, like the separate or individual mere trainings of these lower and middling scope? So this is not the case, because the way the Lama is being taught, or the way the teachers lead the disciples, is by leading them through training in these two lower paths or lower scopes, the lower and middling scope, as a preliminary or as branches of the higher scope, branches of the Mahayana path. So therefore, they're training. Therefore, the ultimate goal is to achieve omniscient state of Buddhahood, the ultimate goodness of omniscient Buddhahood. However, prior to that, prior to the actual training of the being of the higher scope, the disciples are led to train in the middle and lower scopes by seeing them as branches of the higher scope. So therefore, this presentation of the three scopes of capable beings is a means through which the disciple is gradually, in a gradual fashion, step by step fashion, led towards the goal of omniscient Buddhahood.
So, whatever teachings you have heard, please apply them to the actual practice.